We will reflect on a number of things from the reading from John chapter 16. I reread verse 33. I have said these things to you that you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We see that Jesus gave intensive and long teaching that last Holy Week. From the time he entered Jerusalem, he was teaching. He taught that night. If you remember, he even cleaned the temple, taught, and all that week taught. And now on Maundy Thursday, the night before, the night he was betrayed before he died, he gave teachings again. They're recorded in the three Gospels, and in this Gospel, in John chapters 13 through 17, is all what he said after he gave the Lord's Supper and before they went to the garden. And he wants them to know that what is going about and what is going to happen is not a mystery. They should know plainly. They should be comforted. They should be warned. They should be prepared. They should be advised to pray. So right up to the separation from his disciples, when Judas betrayed him, he was teaching. How would they know how to understand what was going to happen? He told them when he left, when he would go to the Father, he would send them the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit would remind them of everything he had taught and teach it to them. And everything that was of Christ, of Jesus, he would give to them. He was not going to leave them alone. He would send them the Helper, the Comforter. When, he says, when the Holy Spirit does this, he will glorify him. And that is part of what we do, too, when we gather on Holy Week. We hear the words brought and reminded by the Spirit to the disciples, the apostles. They wrote them down, passed down generations and centuries, and we receive them now. We receive the teachings of Christ so that we understand what his death and his resurrection are all about. He has not left us alone. But he's taught us. He is, as it was declared at the beginning of his ministry, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. What does that mean? How does he do that? He's teaching us now with these words. He really wanted to comfort his disciples. They could continue talking to their Heavenly Father. Remember, it's Jesus that taught the Lord's Prayer. And how did he teach it? When you pray, pray like this: Our Father who art in heaven. That's the number one thing. That's the lead of the prayer, is that they know that the God who has created them is their Heavenly Father. And Jesus taught them to speak that. And he teaches here too. You no longer have to pray and speak to me. You can speak straight to the Father in my name. And he hears you, and he loves you. You don't have to be afraid when I leave and I'm not with you. When we believe in Jesus, we have understood and believed by the power of the Holy Spirit that he is God's love to us. He is a Savior given to us. When we pray to God the Father in the name of Jesus, we are saying, Your Son is God. Your Son is my Savior. And in his name I can come to you, because he even taught me to pray, Our Father. So Jesus taught his disciples, pray in my name to my Father. The disciples were just about to see all kinds of horrendous things happen to their Lord and Master. they would see him betrayed. They themselves would run away. Peter would deny. The soldiers would arrest and mock, and he would be put on trial in front of the chief priests and Pilate and Herod and Pilate again, and the mobs would say, "Crucify him." They would see all these things. And these were real things that took place. They're not make-believe. But he wants them to see that he has overcome all these things. And though these are reality for a temporal passing time, he overcomes all for eternity. And so also for us, we see the evils of this world. And it's not make-believe. There are evils. But he says to us, "I have overcome the world. You will have tribulation, but I have overcome all things." As we hear our Lord's words from the cross, we remember that he said them for us. They were written down for us to think about, meditate, and have faith in him. Know what he has done for us. And he reminds us, even though it's sad and terrible what he had to go through for us, he has overcome all things. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks that you have come into the world to be our Savior, to be the sacrificial lamb. We ask you to give us faith in your words and your teaching, to know that we are certainly forgiven in your name, and that we can pray to our Heavenly Father in your name. And all these words come by the power of the Holy Spirit. These things we bring to you in your holy name, Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.